For transgender people in the U.S., the last few months have been challenging. President Trump signed many executive orders stripping away programs and protections, even the words that describe people's identities. State lawmakers are considering hundreds of bills that would make life harder for trans people. All of these policies have created pressures that are influencing big financial decisions like where to live or when to get married. NPR's Laurel Walmsley brings us stories from two people.
For Emma, where to go to law school could have been a simple dollars and cents question.
It's the difference between paying $200 a year in tuition and $45,000 a year in tuition.
That's because Indiana University, in her home state, offered Emma nearly a full ride. It would have cost just $200 a year. But instead, Emma's plonking down her savings and taking out loans to attend the University of Minnesota, to the tune of $45,000 a year. One big factor in that choice was how welcoming the states are to trans people like her. The choice wasn't easy because Emma spent her whole life in Indiana.
The plan before I started transitioning was to stay here. Even the plan shortly after I started transitioning was to stay here.
Then came the election of Donald Trump and his orders banning trans people from the military and revoking government DEI programs. Indiana's new governor signed executive orders, narrowly defining men and women, and banning trans women from competing in women's college sports. State lawmakers introduced a bunch of bills targeting trans people, too.
Very quickly, Indiana, a place that I feel great fondness for and I have all my friends, all my family here, now it feels like I do have to leave.
Emma requested that we only use her first name so she can choose who knows she is trans. For her, choosing the much more costly education, hundreds of miles away, means she'll get something that to her is valuable, a state where she can be fully herself and get more reliable access to hormone replacement therapy as part of her transition. Access to gender-affirming care, and whether that care is covered by insurance, varies widely between states.
Minnesota has said they will protect my care. Indiana has been very, very unclear about whether or not that will happen.
Indiana also stopped processing changes to birth certificates, and the state legislature is considering a rule banning people from changing the gender marker on their driver's license. But in Minnesota, where Emma lives now, getting a driver's license with an F for female will be straightforward. It may seem like a small thing, she says, but that documentation will make her feel safer. Emma's new life in Minneapolis is a lot more expensive, but she says the psychic benefits have been profound.
Learning that I can live in a place where the government says, no, we want you to be who you are. We value you for who you are. It just takes a weight off I didn't even know was there.
Over the past few years, the U.S. has been increasingly divided into a stark checkerboard, where most Democrat-led states offer a more welcoming environment for trans people, while many Republican-led states pass new laws rolling back trans rights and protections. For 21-year-old Cam in Seattle, that disparity led them to Washington State in search of a better social safety net. Cam requested only their first name be used because they don't want future employers to find out about their gender identity on the internet.
I grew up in what my partner lovingly calls a little spot off the side of the highway in kind of southern Texas.
Cam, who identifies as non-binary and uses they-them pronouns, says things at home were precarious growing up. And once they came out as trans at 17, it got worse.
Half my family blew up at me and the other half kind of just iced me out entirely.
Cam decided to get out of the South, and the easiest way was college. So 3 years ago, they left Texas and enrolled at Washington State University. The choice of Washington was no accident, since they knew they'd be on their own and would need all the healthcare and financial support they could get.
The social services are the strongest here than they are anywhere I've ever been or heard of.
They graduated this spring and in June moved to Seattle with their partner, who's also trans. Although Cam's decision to move had to do in part with differences in state laws, federal changes under the new Trump administration prompted them to make more big choices. Though both are just in their early 20s, Cam and their partner got married. They worry the Supreme Court will overturn the right to same-sex marriage. For Cam, the job search has been tough. They removed their pronouns from their resume and started getting more responses, even if they're still rejections. They also worry about the rollback of workplace protections under the Trump administration.
You're the first on the chopping block if you're the most controversial person there. And it's hard because then you kind of have to choose between being authentically yourself in the same way everyone else gets to be and eating and paying rent and keeping the lights on.
Moving across the country was a leap, but for Cam, it means living with more community and less fear. It's expensive, they say, but it's worth it. Laurel Wamsley, NPR News.